On this day, 28th May, 1921, Custom House burnt. Dublin was the scene of the most desperate struggle and tragic happenings recorded in that troubled city, or in any part of Ireland, since the insurrection of 1916. The Custom House on Eden Quay, one of the finest edifices in Ireland, was set ablaze shortly before 2 p.m. Those who undertook the attempt, and who seemed to have succeeded in destroying the Custom House almost as completely as the GPO was shattered in 1916, paid a heavy toll in life, and more than 100 prisoners were taken. 7 civilians were killed, 10 wounded, and 111 taken prisoner. Other reports place the casualties at higher figures. 4 auxiliary cadets were killed. Preparations for the onslaught on the famous building were elaborately made. The Dublin Fire Brigade were held up for an hour. At the end of that time, the Custom House was a seething mass of flame. Bombs were flung at a party of auxiliary police in motor lorries as they were passing under the railway bridge at Beresford Place. Fire was opened by the Crown Forces, and almost immediately afterwards, 2 other motor lorries containing auxiliaries and accompanied by an armoured car arrived on the scene. Firing continued for about 15 minutes, and revolvers, rifles, and a machine gun were in action. Within 10 minutes of the first explosion, a huge volume of smoke was seen ascending from the Custom House. It grew rapidly in extent, and by 1:45, flames were shooting up many feet above the roof. Terrible scenes were witnessed following the initial volley of shots. A veritable hail of bullets swept the streets. Our Dublin correspondent wires, on effecting an entry, the raiders proceeded to the different departments and held up the staffs at the point of their revolver. For about half an hour, tins of petrol were being carried into the building by the raiders. Soon the building had to be abandoned. The whole interior was completely gutted, and valuable papers, including the records and books of the local government board and of the income tax and estate duty departments, were destroyed. Eamon Phoenix, editor's note: the IRA attack on the Custom House was planned by the Dublin Brigade of the IRA at the insistence of Eamon de Valera. The plan was opposed as potentially too high risk by Michael Collins, but the Doyle president contended that the destruction of the records of the local government board would weaken the British regime and gain world attention. Several hundred IRA men were engaged in the operation. However, the splendid Georgian building was quickly surrounded by black and tans. 5 volunteers were killed and scores captured.